Greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Saludos a los hermanos en el nombre del Señor Jesús.
Amen.
What our brother has mentioned in his questions.
Las preguntas que nuestro hermano me mencionaba.
I think we can spend the whole day over here.
Parece que podemos pasar todo el día y toda la noche.
What the Lord has done and is doing is something there is no end. So I will try to combine all these questions into one.
Entonces voy a intentar combinar todas esas tres preguntas en una sola.
And give you a brief account of what the Lord has been doing during the past maybe 60 years.
Y entonces puedo hacer un breve relato de que los Señor ha hecho en los últimos 70 años.
We want to give the glory to God.
Deseamos dar la gloria a Dios.
Because it is all His words.
Es toda obra suya.
He may use different instruments.
Él puede usar diferentes instrumentos.
But it is the Lord who does all the work.
Sin embargo, el Señor que hace toda la obra.
So I hope our attention is not on persons.
Espero entonces que nuestra atención no esté sobre personas.
But through these persons.
Sin embargo, a través de estas personas.
Then we will see the Lord himself.
Nosotros podemos saber el propio Señor.
So far as the work in China is concerned, if you trace back to the beginning, it actually is for the prayers of two sisters.
De hecho, se debió a oración de dos hermanas.
Sister Margaret E. Barber.
La hermana Margaret Barber.
And her niece.
Y su sobrina.
They came to China.
Ellos vinieron a China.
And they lived in a very small village in near Fuchao.
Y vivieron en una villa muy pequeña cerca de Fuchao.
They realized that the future of God's work in China is in the hands of educated young people.
Y ellos percibieron que el futuro de la obra en China está en las manos de algunos pocos que tenían educación.
So these two sisters began to pray.
Entonces esas dos hermanas comenzaron a orar.
And actually it is through the prayer of these two sisters.
Y de hecho fue a través de la oración de esas dos hermanas
that God began a marvelous work in China.
Dios comenzó una obra maravillosa en China.
It first began in a college.
Comenzó entonces en una universidad.
Our dear brother Watchman Lee was studying there in that college.
Y nuestro amado hermano Watchman Lee estudiaba en esta universidad.
It is Trinity College.
Llamado Universidad Trinity.
Under the management of those missionaries from Allen.
Bajo la administración de misioneros de fuera.
Actually, Watchman Lee, from the human standpoint, is the third generation Christian.
Hablando de verdad, Watchman Lee, desde este punto humano, es la tercera generación de cristianos.
His grandfather was a pastor.
Su abuelo era un pastor.
But both his father and mother were nominal Christians.
Sin embargo, tanto su padre como su madre eran cristianos nominales.
And even though Brother Lee was educated in a Christian college, he did not know the Lord.
Él no conocía al Señor.
And he had no desire to know the Lord.
No tenía ningún deseo de conocer al Señor.
But when he was 17 years old,
pero cuando tenía 17 años de edad,
his mother got saved.
Su mamá fue salva.
And after his mother got saved,
después de la salvación de su mamá,
she wanted to start a family meeting.
Ella deseaba comenzar las reuniones en su familia, en su casa.
So she gathered the whole family together.
Ella reunió su familia.
And she went to the piano.
Y fue al piano.
Trying to play a hymn.
Y intentó tocar un himno.
But while she was there,
embargo, pues, ella estaba allí,
she was convicted by the Holy Spirit.
Ella fue convencida por el Espíritu Santo.
That she must ask pardon from his eldest son, Watchman.
Que él debería preguntar a su hijo más viejo, el hermano Watchman Nee.
Because at one time he disciplined Watchman Nee wrongly.
Y él tenía que pedir perdón, hermano, porque había disciplinado a él erróneamente, equivocadamente.
Because there was a precious vase broken.
Porque un vaso precioso dentro de la casa había sido quebrado, rompido.
And the mother thought it must be Watchman who did it.
Y la mamá pensó, es probable que no haya hecho nada con el vaso.
So she disciplined him.
Entonces ella disciplinó a él.
And from that time onward, Watchman hated his mother.
Y desde aquel punto, el hermano Watchman odiaba a su mamá.
But the Holy Spirit convicted Mother Nee.
Sin embargo, el Espíritu Santo convenció a la madre del hermano Nee.
She must go to her son and ask for forgiveness.
Que debería ir hasta su hijo y pedirle perdón.
Now this was something never done in China.
Pero eso es una cosa que nunca había sido hecho en China.
In China, the parents are never wrong.
En China, los padres nunca están errados.
And even if they did something wrong,
y aun si ellos tienen hecho una cosa errada,
never they will go to their children and ask for pardon.
Ellos nunca llegaron al punto de pedir perdón a sus hijos.
But the Holy Spirit deeply convicted Mother Nee.
Sin embargo, el Espíritu Santo convenció profundamente la mamá de la mamá de Nee.
She was a very strong woman.
Y ella era una mujer muy fuerte.
I know her very well.
Y yo la conocía muy bien.
Because she treated me as one of his sons.
Porque ella trataba conmigo como si yo fuera uno de sus hijos.
But under the conviction of the Holy Spirit.
Sin embargo, bajo la convicción del Espíritu Santo,
she got up, went to her son.
Ella se levantó y fue hasta su hijo.
Embrace
him. Y le abrazó.
And ask for his forgiveness.
Y le pidió que lo perdonara.
And this deeply touched Watchman.
Y eso tocó a la mano muy profundamente.
So when the mother invited him to hear Miss Dorothy's preaching.
Así como ella invitó a la mano a oír la predicación de la señora Miss Dorothy.
He went.
Él fue.
The first night,
la primera noche,
he knew in his heart,
él sabía en su corazón,
that he must believe in the Lord Jesus.
Y que debería creer en el Señor Jesucristo.
Receive the Lord Jesus as his personal Savior.
Recibir al Señor Jesús como su Salvador personal.
But he couldn't do that.
Pero él no podía hacer eso.
Because he was very brilliant.
Porque él era muy brillante.
He has all his future met out.
Él tenía todo su futuro planeado.
And he realized that if he received Jesus as his Savior,
que él recibiera a Jesucristo como su Salvador,
he had to surrender his life to Jesus as his Lord.
Él debería entregar su vida al Señor Jesucristo como Señor.
And this was something he couldn't do.
Y eso era algo que no podía hacer.
So he struggled over this matter.
Entonces él luchaba acerca de ese asunto.
After a few days,
después de unos pocos días,
in his own room,
en su propia habitación,
he was praying.
Estaba orando.
And as he was praying,
y en cuanto oraba,
he told us,
él nos habló,
that at that moment,
y en aquel momento,
he saw the blackness of his sins.
Él vio cuán negros eran sus pecados.
And at the same time,
al mismo tiempo,
the redness of the blood of the Lord
Jesus.
And the love of Christ so constrained him.
E o amor de Cristo o constrangeu.
So he surrendered himself to the Lord.
E se entregou ao Senhor.
So that was the beginning of his Christian life.
E esse foi o começo de sua vida cristã.
After he believed in the Lord Jesus.
Depois de ter creído no Senhor Jesus.
He loved the Word of God.
Ele amava a palavra de Deus.
So he read the Word of God a lot.
E leu muito a palavra de Deus.
And also he began to tackle his fellow students.
E ele também começou a falar com seus companheiros de escola.
To try to convince them of the faith of the Lord Jesus.
Tentando convencê-los de crer em Senhor Jesus.
But nobody believed.
Sim, embargo, nada o creu.
When they saw him coming,
quando eles viram que ele não vinha,
they said the preacher is coming.
Eles iam o predicador.
So they went the other way.
Então eles iam para outro lado.
One day he met a missionary.
Um dia ele encontrou um missionário,
Miss Groves.
A senhora Groves.
And Miss Groves asked him.
A senhora Groves lhe perguntou.
After you believe in the Lord Jesus.
Depois que as creíram em Senhor Jesus.
How many have you led to the Lord?
Quantas pessoas as conduziu a Cristo?
He said none.
Ele disse nada.
But I have done my duty.
Agora eu fiz a minha parte.
It was their fault.
É culpa deles se nos converteram.
So Miss Groves asked him.
Então a senhora Groves lhe perguntou.
Have you ever prayed for them?
Acaso oraste por eles?
He said never.
Ele disse nunca.
Miss Groves said.
E a senhora Groves disse.
You better start to pray for them. So he began to put the names of his fellow students in a book.
Entonces él puso los nombres de sus compañeros de escuela en un libro.
And he began to pray for them by their names.
Y comenzó a orar por cada uno de los nombres.
And within a year,
in a month,
almost all were saved.
Casi todos fueron salvos.
It was in 1923. Some students and some others who joined them.
Alguns estudantes e outros que haviam se reunido a eles.
They wanted to have a revival meeting. So they invited a lady called Ruth Lee.
E assim invitaram uma senhora chamada Ruth Lee.
Now this lady was an atheist before.
E essa senhora era uma que não queria em Deus antes.
But she was highly educated.
Sim, mas tinha muita educação e cultura.
And after she got saved.
Depois que foi salvada.
She became the editor of a very famous Christian magazine.
E ela se tornou editora de uma revista cristã muito famosa.
And they invited her to come and lead a revival meeting.
E eles invitaram essa irmã a venir e conduzir os encontros de avivamento.
Now, Brother Lee never met that lady.
O irmão Lee nunca havia encontrado essa conhecida, não conhecia ele.
But he was asked to go to the boat to meet that lady.
Sim, mas ele tinha que encontrá-la em uma embarcação.
He didn't want to do that.
E ele não desejava fazer isso.
But in a dream, he saw that lady.
Seu irmão lhe viu essa senhora em um sonho.
So he went.
E foi.
And he met her and saw her just as he saw her in the dream.
E quando encontrou essa senhora, e a reconheceu exatamente como ela tinha visto no sonho.
And this is the Ruth Lee came.
E esse irmão Ruth Lee viu.
And preached to them.
E predicou para eles.
And the revival began.
E ele soube a minha mãe.
She was there only 2 days.
Ele soube já somente por 3 dias.
But the Spirit of God began to work.
Sim, mas o Espírito de Deus começou a trabalhar.
So the meeting just continued on.
E ele, a reunião também continuou.
And most of them are students.
E a maioria deles eram estudantes.
They even had the chairs.
E não tinham cadeiras.
So whoever wanted to come to the meeting bring their own chair.
Síria. Se todos queriam vir à reunião, iriam através da própria Síria.
And God began to work marvelously.
E o Senhor começou um trabalho maravilhoso.
And these students, they went out on the streets.
E os estudantes foram às calles.
They put Bible verses hanging both front and back.
E também versículos bíblicos colgados na frente e também suas espaldas.
And they preached the gospel.
E predicaram o evangelho.
And this was the revival in Puchao.
E assim ocorreu o revivamento em Puchao.
And out of that revival,
e desse revivamento,
they began to have regular meetings.
Começaram a ter encontros regulares.
But in the beginning,
no principio,
their emphasis is mainly on evangelism.
A ênfase é majoritariamente em evangelismo.
Which was the right emphasis.
Que era a ênfase correta.
So, these young men,
because these scholars,
they not only in their city preaching the gospel,
predicavam evangelho não só na cidade onde habitavam,
during vacations,
durante as vacações,
they went to other cities, to country places.
Eles foram para outras cidades em áreas rurais,
to preach the gospel.
Predicar o evangelho.
And seven of them,
e sete deles,
were more or less in a responsible situation.
Eram mais responsáveis.
And every Friday,
e cada viernes,
these seven brothers will come together.
Esses sete irmãos se reuniram.
Now remember, they were very young.
Podemos recordar que eles eram muito jovens.
The oldest one was formerly a naval officer.
E o mais velho de eles era um oficial da marinha.
And Friday evening they met together.
E aos viernes eles se reuniram.
And they were trying to talk about what they were to do next.
E tentavam e discutiam, falavam se reuniam, se.
And it so happened.
E ocorreu.
That brother Lee and that brother always conflicted.
E o irmão Lee e aquele irmão sempre tinham conflito.
Now brother Lee had his idea.
O irmão Lee tinha sua ideia.
And that brother has his own idea.
E aquele irmão tinha também sua própria ideia.
And he that. That older brother seemed to always get the upper hand.
E aquele irmão mais maior sempre parecia estar tendo a razão.
So brother Lee was very frustrated.
E o irmão Lee estava muito frustrado com isso.
So usually on Saturday,
então nos sábados,
he would go to see his father.
E o irmão Lee ia visitar a senhora Barbara.
And he would complain to her.
E reclamava para ela.
And his father always said.
A irmã Bárbara sempre dizia:
the young submit to the old.
O jovem tinha que submeter-se.
And that brother was 5 years older than brother Lee.
E aquele irmão era 5 anos mais velho que o irmão Lee.
And often brother Lee came back weeping.
E muitas vezes o irmão Lee voltava chorando.
But one Friday they met again.
Sin embargo, uma mulher, quando eles tiveram um novo conflito uma vez mais,
but brother Lee felt that he was absolutely right.
Estava muito seguro que ele tinha razão.
So on Saturday he went to see his father.
Então no sábado ele foi ver sua mãe.
And he felt sure this time his father will agree with him.
E estava seguro, desta vez a senhora Bárbara vai concordar comigo.
But after he mentioned it to his father,
mas depois que ele contou tudo à senhora Bárbara,
his father said the young obey the old.
A senhora Bárbara respondeu: o jovem deve submeter-se ao maior.
And Miss Baba even said,
do Senhor Barbara disse,
do you know what you are doing?
Sabe o que estás fazendo?
Is that the spirit of the land?
Esse é o espírito do cordeiro.
And Brother Lee was very, very sorry.
E o irmão Lee se quedou muito triste.
But thank God.
Mas graças a Deus.
This opened the eye of our dear brother.
Isso abriu os olhos do nosso amado.
So he testified to us.
E assim ele testificou a nós.
It is because of such dealing during his early days.
Foi graças a tratamentos como esse em seus anos de juventude
that he was able to work together with all the other brothers and sisters.
Ele foi capaz de trabalhar junto com outros irmãos e irmãs.
He was literally under the cross.
Ele estava literalmente debaixo da cruz.
He wrote something about it.
Y sobre eso él escribió una cosa.
And it was published as a movement under the cross.
Y fue publicado con un de meditaciones bajo la cruz.
But the Lord began to open the eyes of Washington.
Sin embargo, el Señor empezó a abrir los ojos de Washington.
After he was saved.
Después que fue salvo.
The first thing the Lord convinced me.
La primera cosa que el Señor me convenció
was on the matter of baptism.
Era acerca del bautismo.
You know, he was brought up in a Methodist church.
Él ha sido creado en una iglesia, una iglesia metodista.
And as a baby, he was sprinkled.
Y había sido
but the Lord showed him.
Bautizado con crianza, pero el Señor lo mostró.
Believe and be baptized.
Cree y se bautizado.
And you shall be saved.
Y será salvo.
So he was convinced of baptism by immersion.
Entonces ha sido convencido del bautismo por inmersión.
So one day,
entonces un día,
he told his mother,
le habló con su madre,
he was going to his father's place.
Que iba a conversar con la señora madre.
And had baptism by immersion.
Y se bautizado por inmersión.
And his mother said, I will go with you.
Y su madre dijo, yo voy contigo.
So they were baptized together.
Y ambos fueron bautizados juntos.
And after they were baptized,
después de que fueron bautizados,
the next thing the Lord reminded Brother Lee,
la próxima cosa que el Señor hizo el hermano Lee acordar,
about the Lord's table,
acerca de la mesa del Señor.
You know, in the organized church,
en la iglesia organizada,
you have communion.
Hay comunión.
Now sometimes, in some places, twice a year.
Algunas veces, en algunos lugares, la comunión ocurre
en
una
iglesia
al año.
In other places, once a month.
Una vez al mes.
But it was more a ceremony.
Sin embargo, es más una ceremonia.
And Brother Lee was convinced.
El hermano Lee estaba convencido.
That the Lord's table is remember the Lord.
Que la mesa del Señor no se acuerda del Señor.
It is not a ritual.
No es un ritual.
And thank God.
Y gracias a Dios.
He was convinced.
Él fue convencido.
The naval officer was convinced.
Aquel oficial de marina fue convencido.
His wife was convinced.
Su esposa fue convencida.
The naval officer's wife.
La esposa del oficial de marina.
And Mother Lee too.
Y la madre de Mother Lee también.
So the four of them began to break bread together.
Y así los cuatro empezaron a partir el pan juntos.
And the work began to grow.
Y la obra comenzó a crecer.
But as they were growing in the Lord.
Pero a medida que estaban creciendo en el Señor,
the Lord began to open the eyes of our dear brother Washington.
El Señor comenzó a abrir los ojos de nuestro hermano Washington.
He began to see.
Él comenzó a ver
that evangelism is not the end.
Que el evangelismo no es el fin.
Why should people be saved?
¿Por qué las personas deberían ser salvas?
God's purpose is that those saved ones be gathered together.
El propósito de Dios es que aquellos que son salvos estén juntos.
Be a church, a living church, a testimony to the Lord.
Y sea una iglesia viva, un testimonio para el Señor.
So he began to speak among the brothers and sisters.
Así comenzó a hablar entre los hermanos y hermanas.
But they were not ready for that.
Sin embargo, ellos no estaban listos para eso.
Their whole heart was on evangelism.
Y todo su corazón estaba en la manifestación.
They thought that was the end.
Ellos pensaban la manifestación es el fin.
They couldn't see that those who are saved.
Ellos no podían ver que aquellos que son salvos
need to be discipled to Christ.
Necesitan tornarse discípulos para Cristo.
And to be a living testimony to the Lord Jesus.
Y deben ser testigos vivos para el Señor Jesús.
And because of the difference of opinion.
Y de una diferencia de opinión.
And also at the same time.
Al mismo tiempo.
The younger brother. The older brother.
El hermano mayor.
And often clashed with Brother Lee.
Y frecuentemente tenía conflictos con el hermano Lee.
He wanted to invite a missionary to come.
Él deseaba invitar a una misionera a venir.
And ordain them.
Y que ellos los ordenasen.
But Brother Lee opposed it.
Sin embargo, el hermano Lee se opuso a eso.
He felt that this was not in the will of God.
Que sentía que eso no estaba en la palabra de Dios.
He believed in divine ordination.
El hermano Lee creía en la ordenación divina.
not human ordination,
no una ordenación humana.
And because of this,
y por eso,
when he was away preaching the gospel,
cuando estaba muy lejos predicando el evangelio,
when he came back,
cuando él regresó,
they excommunicated
him. Ellos le echaron fuera.
They wouldn't allow him to speak again.
No le permitirían hablar más.
And many brothers and sisters,
muchos hermanos y hermanas,
wanted to fight for Brother Lee.
Deseaban pelear a favor del hermano Lee.
But Brother Lee said no.
Sin embargo, él dijo no.
And he quietly left.
Y él salió.
He went to a village.
Y fue a una pequeña ciudad.
And he stayed there.
Y se quedó allá.
And during that period, he began to travel in different provinces.
Y durante ese periodo, él viajaba en distintas provincias.
Preaching the gospel.
Predicando el evangelio.
And to make this long story short,
y para acortar la historia,
in 1926, he went to Shanghai.
Fue para Shanghai.
That was in the east coast of China.
En la costa este de China.
Shanghai. And when he went there,
cuando llegó a Shanghai,
there were a few sisters.
Había algunas hermanas.
Ruth Lee, that sister who introduced the revival in the beginning, was there too.
La hermana Ruth Lee, que tenía comenzado el revivamiento, estaba allá también.
And some other sisters.
Y algunas otras hermanas.
They loved the Lord.
Ellas amaban al Señor.
They were used by the Lord.
Y fueron usadas por el Señor.
And the Lord began to open their eyes.
El Señor comenzó a abrir sus ojos.
No, when first Brother Lee shared with Ruth Lee.
Cuando el hermano Lee compartió por primera vez con Ruth Lee
about this matter of the church,
acerca de ese asunto de la iglesia,
Ruth Lee didn't believe it.
La hermana Ruth Lee no lo creyó.
But at that time, she did.
Sin embargo, en aquella ocasión,
so a few of them broke bread in the home.
Ella creyó, y entonces, algunos pocos de ellos empezaron a poner el pan en su casa.
That was the real beginning,
hallelujah,
of God's move in China.
El comienzo real del movimiento de Dios en China.
Because it was a pure beginning.
Porque ha sido un comienzo puro.
And out of that,
y de eso todo,
the Lord began to add people.
El Señor empezó a añadir personas a ellos.
So they moved out of the private home.
Entonces salieron de una casa en particular.
They rent an apartment.
Arrendaron un apartamento.
And they began to meet there.
Y empezaron a reunirse.
It was there I met Washington
Lee.
I was a student in high school. I came from a Christian family. My father was a pastor in a Methodist church.
Mi padre es un pastor en la iglesia metodista.
And we loved the Lord.
Y él amaba al Señor.
We had a family altar every night.
Nosotros teníamos un encuentro familiar toda la noche.
And from my childhood, I studied in mission school.
Yo estudiaba en escuelas misioneras.
I knew all about Bible stories.
Y conocía todas las historias bíblicas.
But I was not saved.
Sin embargo, yo no era salvo.
I knew Jesus is the Savior.
Yo sabía que Jesús es el Salvador.
I had no doubt about it.
No tenía dudas de eso.
But I felt I'm too good, I don't need him.
Sin embargo, yo pensaba que era muy bueno y no necesitaba de él.
I'm not a sinner.
Yo no soy pecador.
He came to save sinners.
Jesús vino para salvar a los pecadores.
But I'm not one.
Sin embargo, yo no me consideraba uno de ellos.
So I did not believe.
Entonces yo no creía en él.
Mentally, I did.
Mentalmente, yo creía.
In my heart.
No. En mi corazón, no.
In 1930.
1939.
I was very sick.
Yo estaba muy enfermo.
I was dying.
Estaba muy bien.
As a young man, I didn't want to die.
Como un joven, yo no quería morir.
So of course I prayed.
Yes, por supuesto, me.
My father prayed for me.
Mi padre oró por mí.
Missionary prayed for me.
Misioneros oraron por mí.
And out of death, God raised me.
Y Dios me recuerda la muerte.
After a few months, I was able to go back to school. I was so grateful to God.
E estava agradecido a Deus.
I did not know him.
Eu não o conhecia.
But I know there was a God.
Senhor, eu sabia, ai meu Deus.
And I want to express my gratitude to him.
Já desejava expressar minha gratidão a ele.
I want to do something for him.
E eu queria ser algo por ele.
So when I went back to school,
então, quando regressei à escola,
a classmate of mine,
um companheiro de classe,
came to me.
Vindo a mim.
And said, could we organize some Christian activities in the school?
E digo, podes organizar as atividades cristãs na escola?
Now, that was my opportunity.
Oh, essa seria a minha oportunidade.
So I said, of course.
E eu digo,
and we began to organize Christian activities.
Começamos a organizar atividades cristãs na escola.
We have prayer meetings.
Nós reunimos oração.
One evening.
Uma noite.
In the library.
Em uma biblioteca.
And invited fellow students and teachers to come and join us.
E convidávamos nossos membros e professores que se reuniam conosco.
But none of us was
saved.
It was just a religious activity.
Somente uma atividade religiosa.
So before I was saved, I led prayer meetings.
Então, antes de ser necessário, eu conduzia enquanto geração.
It was easy.
Era muito fácil.
I went to my father's library.
Eu ia à biblioteca de meu papá.
Pick a book on prayer.
Buscava um livro sobre oração.
Memorize the contents.
Memorizava os conteúdos.
And went there to preach it.
E ia para predicar o que havia lido.
And after I told my fellow students,
e depois falava aos meus companheiros,
how God answered prayer.
Como Deus respondia às orações.
And I asked everybody to kneel down and pray.
Quer dizer, a hora que você olha para mim, ele olha.
And nobody prayed.
E não olha nada.
And some fellow students began to laugh.
E alguns estudantes começaram a rir-se.
And I scolded them.
E eu os mostrei.
I said, it was serious before God.
Eu digo, você tem que ser sério perante Deus.
That was the way I led prayer meetings.
E assim era a maneira como eu conduzia as reuniões de oração.
And I preached before I was saved.
E eu predicava antes de ser salvo.
It was easy.
Foi muito fácil.
So to my father's library.
E uma biblioteca de meu papá.
Find a book on preaching.
Buscava um livro sobre o que eu vou predicar.
And I got a book on a famous American preacher.
E busquei um livro de um predicador americano famoso.
Joel.
Joel.
And I choose a sermon.
Eu escolhi um sermão.
Called Noah's Ark.
Chamado El Arca de Noé.
I translated it into Chinese.
E traduzi a chino.
Memorized it.
Memorizei.
And I preached it.
E predicava.
After I finished preaching, I felt good.
E depois que terminava a predicação, me sentia bem.
But the one thing I regret.
Sem alguma coisa me isso.
Nobody praised me.
Ninguém me elogiava.
But it was during that year.
Sem embargo, assim, durante aquele ano.
When I was trying to serve God.
Eu estava tentando servir a Deus.
Trying to repay my debt to God.
Tentando pagar minha dívida a Deus.
Very strange.
Muito estranho.
The Holy Spirit began to convict me of my sin.
Espírito Santo começou a convencer-me de pecado.
Nobody pointed his finger at me.
Ninguém pôs seu dedo, apontou seu dedo a mim.
But the Holy Spirit,
o Espírito Santo,
showing my sin.
E mostrou meu pecado e minha cidade.
I felt that my whole being was just sin.
Eu senti que todo meu ser era nada mais do que pecaminoso.
As a young man,
como homem,
I sometimes by myself.
Algumas vezes eu estava chorando.
Because of my sin.
Por causa da minha pecado.
I knew mentally.
Eu sabia mentalmente.
Jesus is the Savior.
Jesus é o Salvador.
I knew.
Eu não acreditava.
But somehow.
De alguma maneira.
He evaded me.
Ele fugia de mim.
For a whole year I sought.
E por todo o ano, eu buscava.
Whenever there was a revival meeting, I was there.
¿Dónde viene un pueblo de arrendamiento de caballeros?
I heard some famous preachers of the world.
Yo he oído unos predicadores famosos de todo el mundo.
I went to the altar many times.
Yo vine a la altar muchas veces.
I wept over my sins.
Y lloraba por mis pecados.
But nothing happened.
Sin embargo, nada ocurrió.
And it was about a year.
Y eso duró cerca de un año.
In 1930, I attended a summer conference.
Yo participé en una conferencia de verano.
With the intention of getting saved.
Con el objetivo de ser salvado.
A day after day passed.
Sin embargo, pasaba día por día.
Nothing happened.
Y nada acontecía.
I saw other people got saved.
Yo vi otras personas eran salvas.
But I was not.
Sin embargo, yo no era.
So one day I was in the dormitory.
Entonces un día estaba en una habitación.
All by myself.
So
I didn't know whether I was praying or just speaking to myself.
No sé si yo estaba orando o hablando conmigo mismo.
But I told the Lord.
Sin embargo, yo hablé.
I said, Lord Jesus.
Señor Jesús.
Why is it?
¿Por qué es así?
And other people get saved so easily.
¿Por qué las personas son salvas tan fácilmente?
But it's so hard for me.
Pero es tan difícil para mí.
Now I heard some people say.
Ahora oí alguien diciendo.
People can be gospel hardened.
Que las personas pueden ser endurecidas por el evangelio.
Because they knew the gospel too well.
Porque ellos conocían el evangelio tan bien.
So they got hardened.
Y ellos se tornaron duros.
Well, I say I must be that person.
¿Qué pensó? Yo debo ser una de esas personas.
So I told the Lord.
Entonces yo hablé al Señor.
I said, Lord.
Y yo digo, Señor.
If you want to save me.
Si tú quieres me salvar.
Save me now.
Me salva ahora.
If you don't do it now.
Y si no hicieras ahora.
Goodbye.
Adiós.
God knew my heart.
Dios conocía mi corazón.
The very afternoon he met me.
En aquel tarde, él lo vio.
Not through the preaching.
No fue a través de la predicación.
The preacher preached on John 3:16.
El predicador predicó acerca de Juan 3:16.
I knew it so well.
Yo conocí tan bien ese versículo.
But after the meeting was over.
Sin embargo, después de tener un encuentro, la reunión.
Still nothing happened.
Nada tenía ocurrido.
As I walked out.
Pero en mi caminada saliendo.
A Chinese preacher.
Un predicador chino.
He stopped.
Me paró.
And he asked me point blankly a question.
Y él me preguntó repetidamente una pregunta.
He said, "Are you saved?"
Él dijo, ¿eres salvo?
Probably he saw me weeping at the altar.
Probablemente me vio llorando en el altar.
So he thought maybe I was saved.
Entonces me pregunté, yo pensaba quizás, él era salvo.
But I have to be honest.
Pero para que tenía que ser honesto.
I said, "I hope I will be saved."
Dijo, pues espero que sea salvo.
So he stopped.
Entonces me paró.
Everybody left.
Y todos me salieron.
And he asked me.
Y él me preguntó.
Do you believe the Bible as the word of God?
¿Crees que la Biblia es la palabra de Dios?
I said, from my chapter.
Yo dije, de mi niñez.
So when you open the Bible.
Entonces puedes abrir tu Biblia.
The first John chapter 1 verse 9.
Primera Juan capítulo 1 versículo 9.
And he asked me to read it.
Y él me pidió que leyera ese versículo.
And we confess our sins.
Y confesamos nuestros pecados.
God is faithful and righteous.
El Señor es fiel y justo.
To forgive our sins.
Para perdonar nuestros pecados.
And to cleanse us from all our righteousness.
Y limpiarnos de toda nuestra injusticia.
He said, do you believe this word?
Y dijo, ¿crees en esa palabra?
I said, of course I do.
Claro que creo.
He said, okay.
Y dijo, sí, también.
Put your name in it.
Escribe tu nombre aquí.
If so and so confess his sin.
Sí. Ese hombre confesa sus pecados.
God is faithful and righteous.
Dios es fiel y justo.
To forgive his sins and to cleanse him from all his iniquities.
Para perdonar sus pecados y limpiar de todas sus iniquidades.
He asked me to read it twice.
Le preguntó para que me lea y me dijo para que me lea.
And then he said, let's pray.
Y dijo, vamos a orar.
So we knelt down.
Entonces nos ponemos
a orar.
Yo sabía cómo orar.
So I started to pray.
Yo empecé a orar.
I confessed to the Lord.
Yo confesé al Señor.
Every sin that I could remember.
Todo pecado que me pudiera
recordar. And then I told the Lord,
there
are many things I have forgotten. But you know what they are. Now I confess my sin as thou hast said. I have done my part. It's all up to you now. And in my heart, I really believe
it.
And dear brothers and sisters, after I finished praying, I got up.
I knew
I was
saved.
Hallelujah.
And this preacher asked me, are you saved? I said, I'm saved. He said, how do you know? Well, I said, for a whole year, the burden of sin was upon me.
It's all
gone.
I said,
instantly, I said, I know I was saved.